Our week-long look at the world of Afropop continues now. Today, we profile African superstar Salif Keita. As NPR's Roy Hurst reports, Keita is called the golden voice of Mali.
Salif Keita is a true pioneer in the genre called Afropop, a great example of a post-imperialist African sensibility. By the 1960s, the Malian musician was breaking with tradition, developing a new kind of African dance music, one strongly influenced by places outside the African continent, places like Cuba, Portugal, the Middle East, and Black America.
Ça fait des années depuis que je suis jeune, j'écoute la musique américaine, tous les grands.
I have been hearing for years, since I was very young, American music, and I have heard all the great groups. So there is no doubt that they have had an influence on me and on my experience.
Keita's first breakthrough came in 1977 with his group, The Ambassadors. This griot praise song, Manju, was the hit that crossed the globe. For most of his career, Salif Keita has been in serious dialogue with Malian tradition. You might say that task was thrust upon him at birth. He was born in 1949 to an aristocratic family, a direct descendant of Mali's 13th century founding father. But Salif Keita was also born an albino, a black African with white skin. In Africa, albinos are widely considered bad luck. Keita's own father, a nobleman, rejected him for years.
I was rejected at the beginning, but afterwards my father and I became best friends before his death. But of course, albinism is not very well understood in Africa, because in Africa everybody's black and we are white. It's explained by tradition, but the tradition rejects the albinos. There is an exclusion and great deal of misery. The albinos are sacrificed and their blood is used for ritual sacrifice, and there is a great deal of suffering.
Malian tradition didn't leave much room for Keita's musical ambitions either. It turned out to be another tension father and son had to resolve.
When I started making music, he didn't like that either. He told me that this was not our sort of work, that music was special and we were not meant to make music because the noblemen were not musicians.
Did your condition have anything to do with your choice to be a musician?
Yes, I told him that because of my bad eyesight, I could not study. I started a professional school to be a teacher, but I had no choice, and he had no money to give me so that I could go into trade. I could not be out in the sun to do anything outside. I had no diploma, so I had only two choices, to be a delinquent or to be a musician, because I was out on the street. So I thought it was nobler to be a musician than to be a delinquent.
Il est plus noble de faire la musique.
Keita spent his teenage years homeless, playing music on the streets of Bamako, Mali's capital city. In spite of his albinism, it wasn't long before his talent gained him widespread popularity. Today, he is perhaps Mali's best-known face. I ask him if he sees Malian culture moving away from old traditions.
Non, je crois pas que la culture malienne est en train de s'éloigner.
I think that it's not that Mali is going away from its past, but rather that it's going forward and that it's changing to be in communication with other cultures and with other social environments.
But Keita says there's still work to be done, not least of all with the issue of albinism. And so he's begun a foundation to help albinos. He bought land in Bamako and is trying to raise money for a school and a clinic for people with the condition.
I have to absolutely set up an albinos clinic and a dispensary and a school for them because I don't want to have lived for nothing.
Musically speaking, Keita is looking back. He's using more traditional African instruments and less of an electronic sound. His new record is called Mbimba, or Ancestor. It focuses on the boundaries created by Mali's class system. And since he had his guitar on his lap, I asked him to give me a sample of one of the songs. This is Bobo.
Afo nitena sarama fe afo kie kuma fatonya lela afo nitena sikinyo fe afo.
Salif Keita believes he was born to make change through activism and through music. He says his mission is to preserve the best that Malian tradition has to offer, leaving the rest to the past.
Ça c'est la volonté de Dieu et puis je n'avais pas le choix de toute façon.
It was God's will. I had no choice. The world is evolving. The same traditions are not good in the modern world. You have to fight sometimes these traditions to progress in the world.
Pour que l'évolution continue.
Roy Hirst, NPR News.
You can learn more about Salif Keita and hear a live performance at our website at npr.org.